Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Pei Dalet, and we are on Pei Gimel Amid Beis as we continue here in the last parak, Parak Hamagaresh, Meseches Gittin. So a couple lines, last couple of skinny lines on Pei Gimel Amid Beis. So we're in the sugyas of Tanayim, different types of Tanayim, when one is Megaresh. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, fifth to last skinny line. Hareze Gitech Amanas Shalotish Tiyayin Kol Yimei Chayai. Man gives his wife a get and says, this is your get, almanas, that you do not drink wine my entire life. Ein zekrisus, that is not krisus, because forever, he is going to be connected to her. It's called agida gabe, and therefore that's not called a krisus. Kol yimei chayei ploni arei zekrisus. But if he says, you're not allowed to drink wine as long as so-and-so is alive, so that would be a krisus. That would be considered a total nituk. So the question is, what's the difference? Both his life or the Acher's life. Maishna chayei ploni. Why do we say by chayei ploni it is a good krisus? Tidilmim ma'is. Maybe that Acher will pre-decease the woman, and therefore, makai melei l'tanayim. And then the tanayim will be makuyam. In 10 years from now, if that guy dies, so then it worked. She didn't drink wine all the time that he was alive, and therefore, there was a kiyum tanayim, so the gerushin is good. So chayei didei nami. So his own life also. Tidilmim ma'is makai melei l'tanayim. What's the difference between an Acher's life or his life? Ela Amos, like Mar says, you're right, there is no difference. But the difference is her life. Kol Yemei Chayaychi Ein Zekrisus. If he says, you're allowed to drink all the days of your life, so then until the day she dies, she is Meshubede, so to speak. She is connected to him in that she cannot drink any wine. So that's Ein Zekrisus. But Kol Yemei Chayai, O Chayei Ploni. But if he says, all the days of my life or the days of so-and-so's life, so then Harei Zekrisus, that would be a Krisus, because we assume there is a chance that the husband or the Acher could die in her lifetime, and therefore we can consider this a gerushin. Good. So by Minei Rav Meir of Nachman, Hayom Iat Ishti Ulamacharat Ishti. What about this case? If he says, today you are not my wife, today you divorced today, but tomorrow you're mine again. Can he do that? L'machar at ishti. So this Gemara does not get into the sugya of davar shaloba la'olam, which is somewhat connected also, in that you might say that how could he remarry his wife after he has already divorced? But that's not really what he's trying to do here. He's not trying to remarry her. He's trying to give her a minimal gerushin. We're married now, so I want to continue this marriage with a break. We're going to continue tomorrow, but, you know, you have a day of being divorced in the middle. So is that good enough? It sounds unusual. So that's the Gemara's, could you make such a tanai? Hayom iat ishti, ulamachar at ishti. And tomorrow, it will be good. So mahu. So tibay l'Rabbi Eliezer, tibay l'Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to say, this is a question, whatever you hold about Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, this is going to be a suffix. What's Rabbi Eliezer the Rabbanan? Remember the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, where Rabbi Eliezer allowed certain types of leaving out. Right, beginning of the Mishnah of the Perek on Pei Beis, Hamagarish is Ishto, V'yamar Lahari Muteras Lachaladam Elo Leploni. You leave somebody out, Rabbi Eliezer says, that's okay. That is a gerushin. We had it 2 days in the Gemara. Was that chutz? Was that almanas? How far does Rabbi Eliezer go? But especially in the more extreme formulation, that Rabbi Eliezer allows you to leave someone out. So Rabbi Eliezer says that's okay, and the Rabbanan say that's not okay. So according to either of them, you would have this question: well, you didn't leave anybody out, but you limited everybody to one day. So which is it? What is the halacha going to be? So the Gemara says, Tiboy Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, I have the question, why? Ad kamokam Rabbi Eliezer hasam. When does Rabbi Eliezer say in our Mishnah case that it works? Ela delamanda kashari la'olam. That is why, because the 99.99% of people in the world who he said she is mutter to marry, that's permanent. That's permanent. Everybody except for this person, it's totally divorced, and she is mutter to marry them. Aval hachalo, but here there's nobody that's permanent. And therefore, maybe Rabbi Eliezer would agree it's not good here. Oh, dil maloshno, or maybe you know there's no difference. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it's okay here. And tibay the Rabbanan also, you have a question according to them. Adka lo kamri Rabbanan hasam ela delo paska mine lagamri. The Rabbanan say, you know why it's a problem? Because you need to have a break regarding each and every man in the world. And there in that Mishnah, you don't, because there's one man that was not affected by this divorce. Aval hacha, kiva to paska paska. But over here, at least for a day, there's a complete break, a complete divorce, and they're not married at all, and theoretically, there's a heter l'kol ha'olam. So the Gemara says, Basar di Ibaya Hadar Pashta, after this question was asked, after Rava asked Rav Nachman this question, Hadar Pashta, he gave an answer, Mistavra Bein Rabbi Eliezer Bein Rabbanan Kiva de Paska Paska. Right? We assume, no, once the break was done, it cannot be Choser V'Neur. And therefore, the Gerushin kicks in. What does that mean, the Gerushin kicks in? According to Rashi and Tosfos and Rov Rishonim, they say, if he says this, they're divorced. This doesn't come back the next day. Right? You see the Tosfos on top. Tosfos Pirish Umugureshes Leolam. Right? The divorce kicks in. V'afal gav. And even though Tosfos discusses, like the boy Lameimar, right? According to some of the studim, it shouldn't be good. But no, that's the tzad to say, Kivan de Paska Paska, and the Gerushin would totally work. Continues Tosfos. Hadamina Lakaman Leolam. Even though later on, we will have a line in the Gemara which says, oh, this is going against what we just said right here. Tosfos says it doesn't really mean we don't paskin this way. Lav la'afuke mamish. Doesn't mean totally against what we said here. And Tosfos explains based on what it says over there. Meaning, according to Rov Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, and others, we paskin that Megureshes La'olam. The Ritva also says that we paskin that in this case, if somebody says, Iyat Ishti today, but we're married again tomorrow, we paskin that it would be a total gerushin. The Rambam is the shita that's more difficult to figure out, and that's why, because he does not paskin Megureshes La'olam, he paskins Eina Megureshes. In this case, the Gerushin doesn't work. Says the Rambam in Paraches of Hilchas Gerushin, Hisna Olav Amar Hayom Ein At Ishti, Ulamachar At Ishti, Eina Megureshes. Doesn't work. V'yafagav Shekaras Beino Levina Hayom. Even though it's a total gerushin today, doesn't work. Hilka kosev begitim in ayom hazeh ula olam. That's why in a get you have to write that you're divorced from today and forever. And the Mefarshim explained must be based on that line in a couple of dafim from now, which Tosfos here says, don't take that line seriously. The Rambam must take that line seriously. The Rambam must say, yes, we reject this Gemara because of the Gemara later on. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. Mitoch kach pasag Rabbeinu she'ena megureshes lefi shehu mefareish la'afuke mitaboy minei lomar she'en omrim kiva to paska paska ela ena megureshes kol zman sh'ar rabba befeirish ulamacharat ishti hilkach min hatakana tzarech lomar ule olam. And then the Magen Mishnah does quote that some say suffik megureshes would be a middle shita v'chein roi lahachmir lechatfila. So that is in term achlokes rishonim in terms of what we paskin here. There's also, in terms of the expansion of this case. And that is the Rishonim quote here. Says the Ritva, Vishaminan Mina. The Ritva here, quoting one of his Rebbeim, the Ra'a. Vishaminan Mina. That, right, the Ra'a, one of the Rebbeim of the Ritva, and the Rashba as well. The Ra'a was the one who many of the Achronim assumed, that he was the author of the Sefer HaChinuch, the Ra'a. Scholars, Bizban Hazeh, mostly assume that it was the Ra'ah's brother, Rav Pinchas Halevi, because there are steers between the Ra'ah and other Sefer HaChinuch and comments of the Ra'ah throughout other sugyas. There's one big one in Yerusha, but that's what they assume. Either way, it's an anonymous work, but we assume it was Rav Pinchas. But anyway, so it says the Ritva, the name of the Ra'ah, Vishamina Mina. You learn from this Gemara, which says that you can't divorce a woman for a day, to another context. Da'anosin karka l'chaveiro. Guf upeiros yomechad. What about dini mamonis? If I give my friend karka. Guf upeiros for one day. Shaha karka shalo la'olam. Kivan shenisrokin mimenu sha'achas reshuso shalbailim. If I give it to them, you can have this for a day. Not a matanamanas lahachsir. That's a matanamanas that comes back to me. No, I'm giving it to you fully for today. Just for today. So does that work? So says the Ritva, if you say an argamar, a kivan, to paska paska, maybe you should apply that to dini mamonis also. V'zacha hu beguf u beperos yom echad zacha la'olam. V'lachain, im amar lo, hare karka zen nasun etzelcha gufu peros ad yom ploni, shelohu la'olam kivan to paska paska. Wow, you might have said this is a Gerushin halacha. But some Rishonim expand this to Dinim Amanas also. If you give somebody something, not as a Matan Amanas Lahachzir, because that goes back to the no saying. But I give it to you today, and it should come back to me in a week from now. What does that mean, it should come back? What halachic mechanism is being used there? Amanas Lahachzir, you know what's being used. But if it's goof and totally yours for a week, and then it's going to come back, but it's not based on a tnai, says the Ritva, maybe that's the yisod here, kiva d'paska paska. Once something happens, so then there is no way that it could come back, and therefore you'd apply this in dini mamonis as well. Rabbi Elchanan also expands upon this, and he wonders in the Kovetz Ha'aretz in Simen Nunvav O Zayin. Why is it the Gemara here had the discussion here about Gerushin? About Gerushin, Kiva the Paska Paska, but it said maybe, you could have it for one day, and then the marriage would come back, but the Maskani is that it never comes back. It's not so clear, he quotes Rishonim in Kiddushin, that it might not be the exact same discussion by Kiddushin. Be married to me today, and then don't be married to me tomorrow. Do you have the same discussion? Would you say Kiva de Mukudashes Mukudashes? Just like you say Kiva de Paska Paska? So he quotes in this piece, Simen Nunvav, that you might not say it's the exact same idea. Why? He explains. By Gerushin, once Mukureshes today, then there's nothing left. There's nothing to rehabilitate. It's lost. By marriage, what is marriage? Be married to me today and then divorce tomorrow. Okay, then you can talk about it. There's a marriage, and then you can say there's a bittul of the marriage. There's an uprooting of the marriage. But once the divorce happens, so then there's nothing left. There's nothing to talk about. That's why you might not be mechalik. You might be mechalik between kiddushin and gerushin. Svaras harash lechalik be svara be kiddushin le gerushin. To be kiddushin efshar lomar. You might have thought misvara, not that it works, but misvara, you could have a kiddushin lizman, because we're married, and then I'm going to stop the marriage. Once you're divorced, how does it come back? That's why he quotes, why by Kiddushin do you need a Pasuk to tell me this? And all by Gerushin you don't. It just says, Kiva de Paska Paska. Because here, there's nothing left. It evaporated, and there's nothing to rehabilitate. So that's why you might not say it's the same halacha by Kiddushin and Gerushin. Lamaisa it might be, but in terms of the discussion of whether it's Chozer V'Neir, you might conceptually have a difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. There's more about that Mechafu Memkar application. The Avni Miluim discusses it, but we're going to continue. Tan Rabbanan. Hareze Gitech Amanas Shetinasi Laploni. Another type of get. This is your get, Amanas, that you marry so-and-so. We discussed 2 days ago the opposite. What if a man thinks that his wife is being with somebody already, so he'll make a tonight that you're never allowed to marry so-and-so. But here, it's a new case. The opposite. Amanasha tinasi leploni. So what's the halacha? So the Brisa says, Harezu lo tinase, she cannot marry, v'imniseis lo teitse. But if she did marry, she does not have to get divorced. So my ka'amar. So what does this Brisa mean? There are 2 lines in the Brisa, and we're not exactly sure what it means. We're going to have 3 suggestions of the Gemara. Who is she not allowed to marry? And if she does marry, who is she allowed to stay married to? So try number 1. Amar Rav Nachman, Hachi Kamar, Harizu lo tinase lo. Number 1, he is not, what does he say? This is your get as long as you marry so-and-so. So the Brisa says, she can't marry so-and-so. Lo tinase lo, why? What's wrong with marrying so-and-so? Shema yomru nisheya nosim b'matana. Right, we have chazals about Mitzrayim, about other nations of the world. They used to flip their wives. You know, I'll take your wife tonight, you take my wife tonight, you know, we'll give wives b'matana. So if somebody gets divorced and makes it on the condition that you marry so-and-so, and it looks bad, so that's why you're not allowed to do it. Shema yomru nisheya nosu b'matana. V'imniseis la'acher, and if you married someone else, lo titse, then you can stay married to that other person. That's number 1 try what the Brisa means. Says the Gemara, lo titse. If she marries someone else, we allow her to stay married to that person? But what do you mean? There was a tnai on the Gerushin. that was unfulfilled. Umishim gzeira lo mafkinan minei, because of the gzeira of, you know, you don't want people to say, to take this tonight so seriously. So that's why you'll allow her to marry somebody else, but because of that, you won't be motzi visharinon eshes ishla alma. He made a condition on his get. This is your garrison as long as you marry so-and-so. She didn't marry so-and-so. So how do we allow her to be married to the other guy and stay married to him? Tenacious ish. So what, you're going to say Afkinu here? Where I'd rather not say that, where it doesn't, we've already had Afkinu twice in this Pesachta, but not here. So Elam Rav Nachman, so the Gemara tries another version. Rav Nachman says, Achikamer, this is what the Braisa means. Harezu lo tinase lo. Same thing. Shema Yover Nisham no Simba Matana. She can't marry him. That person, Plony, because people are going to think it's a lack of Derech Eretz, what the Mitzrayim used to do. But Beim Nisay Slow, but if she did marry him, Lo Teitzei. We allow her to stay married to him. To be Shem Gzeira Lo Mafkinan. Right, we're not going to be Shem, it looks bad, of the giving the wise Bim Matana. We're not going to make her get divorced. So says the Gemara. Okay, that works, but there's a diyuk that doesn't work. Amalei Rava, lohu delotinase. The first line of the Braisa. Don't marry him. So what? She shouldn't marry him. Hala acher tinase. But she can marry someone else, right? If she can't marry anybody, that's what the Braisa should have said. The Braisa says lachadchila she can't marry him. Mashma she can marry someone else lachadchila. But why? V'habayi kiyume litznai. Litznai, doesn't she have to be mekayim the tnai of marrying Plony? V'chitema. And if you want to say, oh, well, maybe it's okay she can marry someone else. Why? Efshar de mintzava hayom umigrash alamachar mekayim latanai. Let her marry whoever she wants, and then eventually she'll get divorced and marry the person that was designated in the gerushin. So, we're not worried, that's okay. So Gemara says, do we really think that's going to happen in the future? Would we really allow her to marry anyone? And in 20 years from now, yeah, we'll be Mekayim the Tanai. Ulahach de pligas alei de Reb Yehuda kamedam islei. And you're comparing it to the ones who argue on Reb Yehuda in a different context, where de itmar, back to a machlokas we had in Nidarim. Konam einai b'sheina hayom. Im isha lamachar. What was the case? If I sleep tomorrow, I'm not allowed to sleep today. So you're not going to know about the if until tomorrow. So are you allowed to sleep today because you don't know if you're going to sleep tomorrow? Again, but you said, I'm not allowed to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. Machlokas. Rav Yehuda al Yishan Hayom. Rav Yehuda says, you can't sleep today. You have to be nervous about the future. Shema Yishan Lamachar. You might sleep tomorrow, and therefore, it will be awesome for you to sleep today. Right? A person could go a day or two without sleeping. The Gemara says, you can't go 3 days without sleeping, but you could go one or two. So Rav Yehuda says, you're not allowed to sleep because you're choshesh. Rav Nachman Amar, Yishan Hayom, V'yechoshim Shem Yishan Lamachar. And Rav Nachman says, don't worry about it. Tomorrow, you'll be careful. And you won't sleep tomorrow. You go to sleep today. And maybe Rav Nachman even says, you know what, it's a good idea. It's a good idea to sleep today so you have an even more strength, so you make sure that you sleep tomorrow. But either way, says the Gemara, so are we assuming like Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman who says, we're not worried about the future, it's going to happen, just like he says here, you won't sleep, so too, in our case, maybe he'll say, you'll get married to Plony. So shall we say that? The Gemara said, no, you can't compare the cases. Why? Hachiashta, Hasam, over there, by the sleep case, Bididei Kaima. It's in your control. You could take extreme measures not to sleep. De'iboy, if you want, mavriz nafshe besilvasa velonayim. You could prick yourself with your toes and your feet, and you won't sleep. There are ways to force yourself not to sleep for a day. So that's in one's control. Hacha bidida kaimole grushe. But here, she's married to another man. What, she could decide whether to get divorced? So that she would be able to marry another man? It's not in her control. So you can't compare it to that case. So we would not allow her to marry A before she marries B. So we're back to the question on the Braisa. What is the pshat of the Braisa? Stop there, though, for a moment or two. There are many stories. You get this line of, it's in your control. Remember in the Hagdama to the Sifrei Ditzniusa, right, the Talmidim of the Gra. The Gra is a commentary on the Sifrei Ditzniusa of the Kabbalistic work. So that's where many of the stories are quoted about the Gra that we know of. There are two main sources there, and also the Hagdama of the Pasa Shulchan of Rabbi Sol Mishkloth. But he talks about there that he saw his Rebbe, the Gra, used to put his feet in ice water so he wouldn't fall asleep. I guess he didn't have to put in ice water in Vilna. Many times it was just cold as it is. He used to put, he wouldn't sleep. Right? There are ways to control. Ways to control. And he was the Gra, and he hardly slept. But, he knew this Gemara. Among every Gemara. Right? He says, Mavriz Nafshe Bisilvasa. He could do things to be able to keep yourself up. Right? Rashi says, Yinkov Bisaro Tamid Bakots. Right, something painful, right? Sometimes we pinch our fingernails to create a certain sensation there. That's, right, because he didn't want to sleep. Can one do mitzvahs when they're sleeping? Right, could one be mekayim mitzvah, right? The Gra hardly slept. And here the Gemara just talks about a separate din. But there is an interesting discussion about mitzvahs regarding when one is sleeping, right? The Achronim wonder, right? It's an unusual case, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we had sleep already once before in the Gemara. At least in this Masechta. When we talk about sleep, if you remember, we discussed sleep, the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, I think it was, back in Misha Achazu. Remember the first mission in Misha Achazu, discussed that a person cannot give a get when they're having a seizure. Misha Achazu Kerdikis. But what happens if somebody was mitzavet to give a get, and then they have a seizure? So, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a machlokas, are you allowed to give the get during that time? Or do you have to wait till afterwards, till he gets his senses back? Because he gave the tzivui when he was fine, when he had his senses. So that was a machlokas. And the Gemara there says, why would you say it works? Why would Reish Lakish say you could even give it when he is having the seizure? Reish Lakish medami leli yashen. Reish Lakish is medami's it to a yashen, and therefore yashen is considered healthy. It's considered a bar gerushin, and therefore, if somebody's sleeping and they made a shliach to give a get, they have to be awake when the get is given? No. They can be sleeping, but Rabbi Yochanan is v'dami l'shotep. So, that's one machlokas we had here. The Gemara said Hedra discusses, what if somebody becomes a mumar, right, and they had sent a carbon? Could you give a carbon? Is a mumar considered shote? Is it considered sleep? So this is some of the Gemara's about this. But there is discussion about certain mitzvos. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva. Could somebody be mekayim the mitzvah puravu when they're sleeping? What does that mean? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Shelus Avitz Chelik Beis, Simin Sadi Zayin. Haba al Isha B'sheina V'yaldim Imenu. Somebody's sleeping, and they're with their wife and they're sleeping. Unusual case. Nire, de lo kiyem ha-mitzvah, de yashin lav bardas hu lagamre. Unbelievable. You also would think that puravu, the mitzvah, is when the baby is born, not at the maisabia. But the maisabia is the hechsher mitzvah. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva that, no, you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah, because yashin lav bardas lagamre. Lo la mitzvah velo la avera. Velo niskar velo ne'enash. Now, Nanash, we know Adam Mu'ala Olam in terms of Hezek. If you roll over and you sleep, you know, then you could be Chayef. V'cheimatzinu Belot, Shelo Yada B'shichvo V'kuma, V'kiyotzi Ba'amr Ein Ones Barayas Ela B'yashin. He discusses this idea of, is it possible when you are sleeping? Another Achronim after this wonder about this Rabbi Yaakov Emden. What happens, the Achronim wonder, and Yana Diom in a couple of weeks, right, the Stechemet discusses, what happens if I put Mishloach Manos into my friend's hand and he's sleeping? Or I bring it over to his house and he's sleeping and he wakes up after Purim. Was I Yotze? Is here a bar hachi that I can be Yotze the mitzvah? Right, usually there's no time limit. I give somebody stuck and they're sleeping. But on Purim I have to be Yotze Mishloach Manos. Matanos Lev Yonim. What if they're sleeping? Are they in the world of mitzvos? Fascinating discussion is, if somebody is sleeping, can they count for a minyan? Can they count for a minyan? Right? The Shavuos morning discussion. Right? Can somebody count? So that's already a discussion the Beis Yosef has. The Zohar says that the Beis Yosef quotes in Simin Nunhei. He starts off with Hagos Baimonios. Hagos Baimonios says, Im hischol echad lehispala levado, ve'ein yachol anos imahem, ve'ein kan elatisha, sheyuchlu la'anos. Let's say it comes up. Let's say there are 10 people in shul, and then 9 of them finish Shmoneh Esrei, and one of them is still davening Shmoneh Esrei. How long do you have to wait? Do you have to wait for everybody to finish? So that goes to Manios quotes, 9. 9, you can have one person who cannot answer. Right? He's in the middle of his own Shmoneh Esrei, that's good enough. Ve'ein kan ela tisha sheyuchlu lanos afilu achi mitzarif imahem. Says the Hagos Avanios dechsiv and ektashti besokon Yisrael. Aval asara de b'nei kedusha ninu shchina sharya. That's it. 10 people, Hashem Shechina is there, and therefore, even if one cannot answer, so then one can still start Shmona Esrei. And from there, Umikan Lamad Mori Arava Gadol Maribe Rav, he quotes his Rebbe Maribe Rav, if you're allowed to count somebody who's still in the middle of Shmona Esrei for a minion, so he says, Shimhaya Echad Yashin, Mitztarifim Tisha Lakadu Shulu Kedusha. So too somebody sleeping, he also can't answer. Tekiva Diika Asara to Bnei Kedusha Ninu Shapir Sharya Shchinta Alayhu. Right, there's enough. You see that he can be Mitzarifim even though he is sleeping. That is the Maharibe Rav. And then this is all quoted in the Beis Yosef Yeretzim Nun Hei. And then he quotes the Maharil who says, well, I'll defend that because after all, we quote all the people who are talking the whole time during davening. Right? Are they any better than people sleeping? And they're not answering, and they're not focusing. And we're not going to say they can't count for a minion. So if you can count people who schmooze the whole davening, you can count people sleeping the whole davening. Unbelievable line. Chazina dinagu la'ama l'tzareif aval bisha mesichan sichas chulin avagab delibi magam game. But then he says, well, I'm not so sure. The Maril ends off. Why? Kol aroy labila ain't bila makeves. The people who are talking can at least theoretically stop. The person who's sleeping is sleeping. So he's not sure, and then he quotes the Beis Yosef ends off. Ukedai hu mori lismochalav. You can rely on my Rebbe. Kedai my Rebbe Rav. Already gave him smicha. You can rely on my Rebbe, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. Shulchan Aruch Paskin's lekula that you can rely on a sleeping person because just like the case of. The person who is in the middle of Shmona Esrei. And the Taz is very upset about this. The Taz says, no way, right? An Eino Yachol Ladaber, right? If somebody is sleeping, could be worse, right? There's the Zohar, the Taz quotes, there's a Ruach Ra on somebody sleeping, it's 1/60th of death. How can you say that the Shechin is Shoreh fully, right? So there's, the Neshama leaves, partially. He quotes the Zohar. The Uman de Na'im Balaylo Ba'arse de Lotoim Taima de Mosa, the Nafkis Nishmase Minei. He quotes the Taz says you can't count it for a minion. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this machlokas the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz. Obviously, be machmer lechadchila, machmer lechadchila to wake him up. He says I in Taz shecholik linyan yashen ubevadei lechadchila tzorach lahakitzo v'al kapanim lo oroshi misnamnim. At least he should be just a little dozing. He shouldn't be like snoring and totally out. Right? So generally, that's what you give the person a little bang so like they're a little focused. Okay. Anyway, but that's in terms of the yashen. Discussion, can you do mitzvahs when one is sleeping? But now back to the Gemara. So the Gemara was still bothered. What exactly is the case of the Braisa? What is the Braisa? When the Braisa says, when a person divorces their wife, I'm going to ask that they marry so-and-so. L'chadchila, they cannot marry somebody, and b'dieved, they could stay married. So Ella Amar Rava, the following. Hare zu lo tinase lo lo velo lacher. L'chadchila, she can't marry anybody. Don't make a diyuk. She can't marry him, but you can marry someone else, l'chadchila. She can't marry anyone, l'chadchila. Lo, lo, v'lo, l'acher. Lo, lo, tinase, shema yomer nishaseyem nosu b'matana. She can't marry that plony, because people are going to say, you give wives b'matana. L'acher, lo, tinase, t'boy l'kiyume l'tanoi. You can't marry anybody else, because you need a kiyuma t'nai. V'im nises lo, lo teitse. But if you marry him b'dieved, they can stay married. Divshim gzera lo mafkinan. La'achar teitse. But if you marry somebody else, she has to get divorced. Deboilik yumele tonight. Because you have to be mekayim the tonight. And tani kavasi deraba, harizi lo tinase, lo 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 la'achar. V'im nises lo lo teitse. La'achar teitse. So that is how we interpret the Tosefta. The Rambam says a difficult line, which all the Achronim also wonder about here in Paraches Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam quotes our Gemara. How would you have thought that he quotes our Gemara? The Rambam says, Niseis la'acher kodem shetinase lo. Let's say she marries someone else before she marries Ploni. So what would you have said she has to do? What would he have said? So we said, oh, it's a big worry. We should say that she has to go marry someone else. Maybe this marriage isn't even a marriage. Why? Because she's an Eishes Ish. Or at least get divorced and then marry someone else. The Rambam says, if she marries someone else, the get is batel. That's the Rambam Shita. Batel aget v'teitzei v'havlan mamzer v'tzricha get misheni. Ask all the Achronim, batel? Says the Ravid, v'lama batel aget? she didn't yet fulfill the Tanai. But why is the get batel? So she's not married to him because she's still an Eishes Ish. She'll go marry the regular, go marry Ploni. Ask the Ravid, V'lama batel aget, V'halo yachal atnai l'iskayim, Yigari shosa, V'yisa osa. Right, what impression did you get from the Gemara? Are we choshesh that she will marry him in the future? So there's a, if you do that for sure, then it sounds, the Gemara sounds like that it would work. The Yiso saw Balatnai. The Yiskayim Agelam Afreya. Vein Avalam Mamzer. What's the Rambam talking about? Says the Magen Mishnah. You know how the Rambam must understand the Gemara. Al Manas that you marry some this guy. Al Manas that you marry this guy first. That's how the Rambam must understand. And therefore, it's not that you just have to be Mekayim the Tanai. It has to be that you were Mevatel the Tanai. If you married somebody else in between, the Magen Mishnah says, that's how the Rambam must understand the Gemara. It's a little difficult. It doesn't sound that way from our Gemara. From our Gemara, the Shakla Vitaria sounds like she can marry him whenever. Right? Reb Chaim talks about this in Ilchas Gerushin, and he also, the Rambam must understand there's a Bittel HaTanai here going on, not a Kiyam. A Rambam Mefarish, says Reb Chaim, the kivan da asta davar she'ein biyadal akayim atnai. Remember what the Gemara says? It's not biyadal isgarish. You know how the Rambam understands that line? It's not biyadal isgarish, and therefore, by marrying someone else, you have been mevatel atnai. Once it's not in your control anymore to be mekayim what was made conditional, then you've ruined it, and you're mevatel. That's how the Rambam understands that line of the Gemara. Zeu gufa chashav bitl atnai vaget. V'nisbatel agel lagamrei v'inamoel od kiyam atnai. Elavade, t'had t'kamar ha-gemar, labadi d'akai meligrushe, eina pirush, she'ena bal ne'man la, v'choshe sheva lo yigarshen. How do we understand the line? It's not under control, so it might not happen. No, the Rambam says it's not under control, and therefore she has already ruined it. She has been mevatel the get, and therefore it's she can't even fix it. Hapirishu she'asta maisa she'en biyadol akayim t'na, v'zeh mikri bitel atnai. V'chulu, very important Rambam. Totally different understanding of that line of the Gemara. Okay, Tana Rabbana says the Gemara two dots. Hareze gitech almanash etali l'rakia. This is your get almanash that you fly up to the heavens. You go up to the heavens, almanash eterdi l'tohom, or you go down to the depths of the earth. Almanash etivli kanesh odalaramos, almanash that you swallow in one gulp a reed that is 4 amos long. Almanash etivili kaneh ben mea ama. Right, I'm gonna ask that you bring me a reed 100 amos long. I'm gonna ask Tabri is a Yamagadol Beraglayef. I'm gonna ask that you walk on water. Walk on the Yam in your feet. So Eino get in all these cases where you make an impossible Tanai, the Tanakhama says, therefore, because it's impossible, the get is Batel. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Yehuda ben Tema, known for his beginning of Arachayim in the Tour, right? Ratz Katzvi, Gibor Kari, Kazeh get. Yehuda ben Tema says, no, it's a get. Why? Because he says, "Klal Amar Yehuda ben Tema, Kol Tanai she'ef shelo l'kaimo b'sofo." If you make an impossible Tanai, v'hisna Allah mitchilaso, einu elaka mafliga b'dvarim. It must be that you're just exaggerating. You're just like trying to make life difficult for her. V'kasher, and the get is kasher, meaning the Tanai is batel, and the get is kasher. Amar of Nachman Amar Rav Halacha Krib Yehuda ben Tema. We pasuk like Yehuda ben Tema. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak Masisa Nami Deka, and the Mishnah, the even sounds like it. The Mishnah says in Bava Metzia, called She'efshar Lo L'Kaimo B'Sofo V'Hisna Olam Mitchilaso T'na Okayim. If you make a Tanai that's possible, so then you could fulfill it. Ha'efshar L'Kaim T'na Ha'efshar T'na Batal Shmamina. So we have a Machlokes here Tanoim. If a person makes an impossible Tanai, so what is the Halacha? What is the svara for Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema? He made a tanai. So why don't you say if he made the tanai? You're right. He's fooling around with her and he's messing her up. But you should say okay. So the get is even batel. You shouldn't say that tanai is batel. The ma'isa is kayam, right? So this is Tosfos is yesod in ksubas daf nun vav, which we have quoted often. You can't learn tanai without that yesod. Tosfos asks, why is it? For example, we're going to get to on Amud Beis. Masna mashakas batelra. A person says, I'll marry you on condition that I have no obligations to you. Sherek Sus Va'ona. What's the halacha? They're married, and he has all the obligations of Sherek Sus Va'ona. Why is that? He doesn't want to be married. You should say the whole thing is batel. Okay, you can't be married without this. But you should say the whole thing is batel, says Tosfos there, if you remember. Tosfos says, no. Really, the whole world of Tanaim is a chiddush. Really, the idea that I could do an action and make it conditional on something is a big chiddush. Why should that work? I'm marrying you. Why should it matter whether it rains tomorrow? Why should it matter anything? So Tosfos says the Torah was mechadesh mishpatei atznayim. But once the Tanai has a problem with it, and we say you don't have the authority to make such a Tanai, so the Tanai falls away. But the Maisa is still Kayam, because the whole idea of Tanai is a Chiddush. The Lav the Alfinon, I'm reading Tosfos, Mi Tanai b'nei Gana b'nei Ruvain, Hava mita d'shum Tanai, Einu mevatel asa Maisa. V'yafilu lo yis Kayam b'sofam b'sofam, Maisa Kayam. Crucial approach in Tosfos, in Maseches Ketubos. And that's the Svara here, that if you make it impossible Tanai, we say it does not work. Is it really impossible, all of these things? They sound pretty impossible. But if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos asks, in the middle of Dibur Maaseh Lamanas, this is a classic Tosfos. You can't learn Maseches Gittin without knowing this Tosfos. V'teima asks Tosfos in the middle. Heich yochel kaimo. Right. For, he quotes the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia. Amanasha tivali l'rakia. So the Gemara there discusses that it might be possible. Teima heich yochel kaimo. How? V'yesh lomar al yidei shame. Oh, you shame Hashem. So it's possible. You could use Shem Hashem to fly up to the heavens. That Tosfos says, that's a way to make it possible. That's interesting. Look at the Gilyon HaShas here. He says, look, in Chagiga, on Dav Yudal and Mabez. What's in Chagiga, Dav Yudal and Mabez? That's the Acher Gemara. That's the Arba Nichnusu LaPardes. The Gemara there says, you remember four Tanoim went into the Pardes, and they didn't all come out so well. The Gemara says, just find the line. Where's the beginning of the Gemara here? Tanu Rabbanan, Arba Nichlusu Bapardes, Eloin, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, Rebbe Akiva. What do you mean, Nichlusu Bapardes? Rashi says, Kigon Al Yidei Shem. Do you shame Hashem? Tosfos, Kigon Al Yidei Shem, Velo Alu Lamala Mamish, Elohaya Nir Elohim, Kemosha Alu. Tosfos says, it looked like they went up. Gilyon HaShas there. Tosfos, he quotes our Tosfos, right? He cross-references. So maybe it is a little possible to go up with Shem Hashem. But he says, Nire da'alu. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Classic. Gilyon HaShas, right here. He says, Tzarech Ian, Dezed Davar Efshari, Kimivor B'Medrash U'B'Yerushalmi Ba'Alexander HaMokdon, Sha'asakein. I know what the Medrash is. But then he says, V'gam ayom osin kain al yaday luft balloon. He says balloons. He says they had that hot air balloons, right? He was nifter in the 1910 or so. They had hot air balloons. So is it so impossible? Amanasha tali l'rakia? V'tzarech lomar t'tloshon pricha mamish rak bikoach atzmo. Ke'ov ha'poreach. When a person says, I must tell you the rakia, it means you'll grow wings and fly. Right? It's just that is what is included, says Rabbi Yosef Engel here. And obviously we know when it comes to Bizman Hazeh, right, if you talk about the airplanes, right, obviously it's going to, we don't mean that, right, it's not something that would be included in the language. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, fascinating question now. Ibailu, so we just had a machlokas. If something is impossible, so, do we say the Maisa is Kayim or the Maisa is Bata? Iboiluhu, Hareza Gite Chamanasha Tokli Basar Chazir, Mahu. What if he makes a condition that is Usser? Not impossible, but Usser. So, is the halachic reality the reality? If it's Usser for me to do it, so do I say that it's just like flying up to the moon? Right, that's what the Poskim also discuss about, you know, now somebody could, right, the end of the 1960s, right, when man walked on moon, so the big Shaila, can we still say Kiddush Levana? Kishem Shani Roka Gnei Dech Ve'eni Yochel and Goabach. What do you mean? We can't be Nogea now. No, you can't be Nogea without external, you know, spacesuits. You can't be Nogea in the normal way. Same type of issue. You know, we're not going to change the nusach of Kiddush Levana. But here, what happens if Amrasha Tokli Basar Chazir? Mao Amar Abaya Hihi. Abaya says same thing. The halachic reality is exactly the same as the actual reality. If I can't eat this piece of meat, it's as if it's impossible for me to eat the piece of meat. Amazing hashkafic message of Abaya. Rava Amar No. After Tachla Velakia. Rava says it's possible to eat the pig and get malchus for it, but you'll be divorced. Labaya. So now, this is all within Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Remember, Yehuda ben Tema had two lines. He first says, kazeh get. This is a get. Meaning if a man says, you fly up to the moon, this is a get. And then he says, klau amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Anybody makes it impossible tonight, it's not a, it is a get. So, kazeh is a lashon of a miyut, and klau is a lashon of a ribuy. So, labaya klau lasuye basar chazir. Klau includes basar chazir, that's also an impossible tanai. Larava kazeh lemute basar chazir. So they each, one includes and one excludes. There's something to talk about, but let's first continue. Meisve, the Tosefta says as follows. Hareza gita kamanas, shetiba ali leploni. This is your get amanas, that you have bia with so-and-so. Not that you marry so-and-so, but that you have bia with so-and-so. Rashi says, bein biznus, bein benisuin. Right, somehow you have bia with so-and-so. Niskayim atznai hareza get. V'im lav eino get. If you're makayim atznai, you can make any tznai you want. So if the tznai is bekuyim, then it's a get. If not, not. Amanas shelo tibay li la'aba ulavicha. Amanas that a person is not, it doesn't have bia with my father or your father. Ein choshesh shemenivel alohen. The get is good. You don't assume that she's going to violate incest and have bia. V'ilu amanas she tibay li la'aba ulavicha loktani. Right, but he doesn't say amanas that tiba'ali, right, shelo tiba'ali, but tiba'ali, amanas that you have bia with father and my father, your father, it does not say that. Why? La bayanicha. Why? Because that's against halacha, and therefore it would be a good get there. So according to, it's a raya to abaya, it's a kasha on rava, la rava kasha. So amalacha rava, now wait a minute. Bishlama basar chazir after dach levalakia. Basar chazir, it's totally in her control. She could eat the pig and she could get malchus. That's why she has to be mekayim the tznai. Ploni nami after the meshachta beba mamona. And having bia with Ploni, it also is okay. You can marry him, you can pay him, it's in her control to bribe him in some way. Ela aba v'yavicha b'dida kaima. But her father and her father-in-law, that's not in her control. Nihida. So Rava says, I will agree in that case. If it's not in her control, so then I agree it is impossible. And the Gemara summarizes again, La Rava Klal, the Klal of Yehuda ben Tema, La Suye Abba V'Yavicha, because that's also included in impossible, Kazel Emute Basar Chazir, but that excludes that. La Abaya, the opposite, Klal La Suye Basar Chazir, Kazel Lemute Ploni, in that case. Period. Okay, stop there for a moment. When we talk about halachic realities being the physical reality, and we see something, so this is a classic, this is basically the theme of Rav Soloveitchik's Isha Halacha. Halachic man, that a halachic man always sees everything in terms of halacha. I'll just read you a couple of lines in the English. When a halachic man approaches reality, he comes with his Torah, given to him from Sinai, in hand. An entire corpus of precepts and laws guides him along the path leading to existence. The essence of halacha, which was received from Hashem, consists in creating an ideal world and cognizing the relationship between the ideal world and our concrete environment in all its visible manifestations. There is no phenomenon, entity, or object in this concrete world which the a priori halacha does not approach with its ideal standard. Whatever you see halacha. When a halachic man comes across a spring bubbling quietly, he already possesses a fixed a priori relationship with this real phenomenon. Right, Hilchas Mikvah, is this a mikvah, is this a mayan? He doesn't see just a spring. He thinks of halacha. When a halachic man looks to the western horizon and sees the fading rays of the setting sun, or to the eastern horizon and sees the first rays of dawn, he knows that this sunset or sunrise imposes upon him anew obligations and commandments. Right, v'chulu, everything he sees. When the halachic man chances upon mighty mountains, he utilizes the measurements which determine a private domain, a sloping mound that attains a height of 10 handbreadths. Everything's in the eyes of halacha. He explores every nook and cranny of physical, biological existence. His deepest desire is not the realization of the halacha, but rather the ideal construction which was given to him from Sinai, and this ideal construction exists forever. The entire world is halacha. Right, the theoretical halacha, not the practical. This is when he continues v'chulu, but this is one of the main themes of Isha Halacha, exactly what Abaya tells us here. Right, when something is against halacha, it's against reality. Right, that's the exact time. I mentioned this story in the past that Rishlomo Zalman's Yahrzeit was last week. One of Rishlomo Zalman's Talmidim, Rishlomo Zalman never left Israel. So one of the Talmidim came back and Rishlomo Zalman says, "Oh, did you see the skyscrapers?" He says, the skyscrapers. He said, did you see this? Rav Shlomo Zalman was so excited. He said, what, Rebbe, yeah, what? He says, you see the skyscrapers? Do you know that if there was a baby born on the 130th floor and on the third floor at the same exact moment, right before Shkia, it's possible that they'll get their bris milah on different days? Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that. Did you see the skyscrapers? So he saw. He saw halachic reality when he saw reality. So again, this is how we have to view. We have to view halacha. Okay, right. Says the Gemara Meisvei. Sometimes you see a dry halachic principle, and you have to see, well, how does it lamaisa relate to my life? So this is that's today's message. Meisvei says the Tosefta Hareza Gitech Amanasha Tochli Basar Chazir. Amanasha Yi Basar Chazir. Vim Haisa Zara Amanasha Tochli Betruma. Right, all these examples of Isurim. Vim Haisa Nizira Amanasha Tishtiyayin. In all these cases, says the Tosefta Niskayim Atnai Hareza Get Vim Laveno Get. So it's Beferish. La Rava Nicha. According to Rava, you see that it's the Tanai is a good Tanai, and that's what it works. La Baya Kasha. It's Akasha and Abaya. It's Beferish against Abaya, who says, if there's a Tanai about an Isser, the Tanai falls away. So Amalachara Abaya, Mi Sabris Dibri Akoli. Do you think I'm saying my Shita according to everyone? Hamani Rabbanani. I was talking within Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema. So this Tosefta is a reflection of the Rabbanan Shita, period. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Vitepakle to Masana Mashakasiv Batorahu. We have a, what do you mean? A totally different, forget Hilchas Tsunoim Abayan Rava. Don't we have a principle that you can't make a Tsunai against what it says in the Torah? Vachala Masana Mashakasiv Batorah Tsuno Batil. You can't make a Tanai against what it says in the Torah. So here, isn't this a Tanai going against? You're doing Gerushin against Halacha. You're making a Gerushin Tali on an Aveira. Says the Gemara, Amr of Ada, Breder of Ika, Ki Amrina Masala Mashakasa Batorah Tano Batel. When do we say the Tanai is Batel? Kigon Sheirik Susava Onasa to Huka Akar, where he makes a Tanai. I'll marry you on condition that I don't have obligations of marriage. That's an Akira's Dover Minatorah. Aval Hacha Ika Akra. But here she's doing it. He didn't do anything again. He made a Gerushin, and she's the one that's violating. Says the Gemara, come on. Maskav La Ravina, Klum Ka Akra E, El Kiyume Letanai Dide. She's doing it to fulfill the gerushin that he made. Ishtakek diyuka akar. Lamaisa is his problem. So the Gemara says, Elam Ravina, you're right. This is what we meant to say. Ki amrina masana mashakasa bato retano bato kigon sheriksus vonasa devade ka akar. There, he wants to be married without these obligations. There is a bittul. It's an akira. Aval hacha mi kamar la lo sagya de lo achla lo techo velo tigarish. Nobody's forcing her. No, maybe, so she won't be divorced. Right, it's a terrible state, but inherently there's no Aveira here. Because he says, on condition that you do this, so she won't do this, so she won't be divorced. Right, but there's no inherent Akira's Dara Min HaTorah in this Tanai. Tosfos here discusses on top, in Tepakle, Omar Rabbel Chanan. He talks about the case of Nezek. Kras Ksusi. What if somebody says, here, rip my shirt and you're going to be Pater? Is that a Masna Mashakasa Batorah? The Torah says you have to pay for Nezek. So is that, so Tosfos says, no, that's Mechila. You can be Mochel anything you want. If somebody says, rip my shirt al manas that you won't be called a Mazik, not that you won't have to pay me, but you won't have a Shem Mazik, that would be a Masna Mashakasa Batorah. Because there you're going against the principles. Says Tosfos, Aval Vadai, it's a Lomdish Tosfos, Imhaya, oh, every Tosfos, but this one, Aval Vadai, Imhaya Omer Karaz Ksusi, al manas she'ein lach alai din Nezek, Chashem Masla Mashakasa Batorah. Depends how you say it. Kimo Ba'almanah She'en Lecha Alai Ona'a. Right? If somebody says, I know you're ripping me off, but, you know, I'm Mochel. Fine. But if you said, Almanah, that you're not ripping me off, that you're not violating Ona'a, you can't do that. Right? There's a difference in formulation. But the Tosfos discusses elsewhere, not here, could you do that with your guf? Right? With your Nezek? Fine. Rip my shirt. What if you said, punch me and you'll be Potter? That already might be different, because your body's not your own. I can't wound myself, and nobody else can wound me either. That's different than damaging my property. Chavala and Nezek. An important discussion. Okay, let's continue. Ketzad Yaseh. Back to the Mishnah we had at the beginning of the parak. The Mishnah told us, back on Daf Pei Beis, that if somebody gives a problematic get, this case, where somebody, according to the Rabbanan, gives a get, a Magarish Zishto, he says, you're mutta to everybody except for Ploni, so then the Chachamim say it's not a good get, you gotta give it back to the husband, and then, re-give it. So, Ketzad Yaseh, Yitzlanu Himeno Vachulu, Mantana, who is the author that says you have to give it back, and then re-give it, Amar Chizkiyah, Rav Shimon Elazari. Rav Shimon ben Elazar that we had in the previous parak. Titania, remember the case of Rav Shimon ben Elazar? If a man gives a get to his wife and says, here, this is your shtar chov. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar says you have to give it back to the husband and redo it. So Titania, Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer, achi yitzlenu heimena, v'yachzer yitzlenu lo, v'yom ala hagitech. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Tamer Rebbe. No, Rabbi Yochanan says, even according to Rebbe, who said in the previous parak, you don't have to give it back to him. He could just say, you know what, okay, it's your get. Without another giving, he would agree here that you have to re-give it. Dilchon Amar, you, who's you? Rashi quotes here, Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana told me, Dilchon Amar, Shani Acha, here is worse of a problem. Hoel v'kana aso li possible kahuna. Over there, where a get was given as a shtar chov, it had no significance. It had no halachic influence, and therefore, right when he says, you know what, keep it, it's your get, that's called an asinus haget. Here, you know what the problem is? Even though the Rabbanan say it's not a good gerushin, it had an effect. It had an effect to pasul her lekahuna. And therefore, there was it was a problematic nesina. No nesina is better than a problematic nesina. In the previous parak, it was not called a nesina. So right when the husband says, okay, it's yours, that's the nesina and everything's wonderful and good. Here, once you have a problematic nesina, you can't fix it unless you do a new nesina. And that's why, even according to the Rebbe, you'd have to take it back and then give it once again. Good. Kasvo bisocho. What happens if instead of saying it, you have it written in the get? You write in the get except for plonia, then you erased it? It doesn't work. Doesn't work. It is a problem puzzle. Says the Gemara. Amar of Safra, kasva besocho tznan, only if it was written. Dafke, if it was written, is there no takana. But if it was it wasn't written in there, meaning what? What if the husband said to the witnesses to do it, but they didn't write it in there, and then he changed his mind? So it sounds like it would work. The only problem is you could erase a tzivui habal. You can't erase it being written in the get. So Amar of Savra Kasa Basokotanan says the Gemara Pshita Kasa Basokotanan. That's exactly what it says. No, Mao Detema, I might have said, Hani Mili, when do I say that it's kosher if he only said it al peh la achar hatoref? After already the Toref, the Ikra part of the get is written. Aba lifnei hatoref, but if he gave them instructions to write the Ikra part of the get with this afilu al penami puzzle, that would also be that would also ruin it, because the Ikara get was written on Manas, this problematic tzivui. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Kamash Malan, even if it was Alpeh before the Toref, it is still kosher. For Rava Amar and Rava argues, Rava said, no, Lo Shonu El Alachar Toref. It's only kosher if it was done after the Toref was written. Aval Lefnei Toref, Afilu Alpeh Nami Pasol. That would also pasol if there was this problematic tzivui habal. V'yazer Rava L'taymei, and Rava goes L'shitaso, D'amar Lehu Rava, Lahanu T'kas V'giti, Rava told the Sofrim, Shatku Shtuke L'baal at the Kasvisu Le L'taref T'gita. Don't talk to the husband until the Taref is written. And that's what's quoted in the Poskim. The Shama Siyana Balacha here summarizes a couple of the Achronim. He says, I remember when I was younger, Maharash Engel, his here le'edi aget, lo yadabru imamagarish ad achar aksiva. Because maybe there'll be something mentioned, and in the Shulchan Aruch, shlo yadabru binyoni aget ad achar nesina, kadei shlo yadabru dvarma mvilin yebitul aget. Right? You get the tzivui, don't talk, just get it done, and then you can talk afterwards. That's based on this Gemara of Rava. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue in this last paragraph of Maseches Gittin tomorrow.